What is time? Part 1. Hello, I hope you are doing very well. Thank you for joining me here today once more. I'm Marie Swaru. Time is the one thing that everyone experiences and is familiar with. It is taken as something you are given, that you have a very limited amount of, and you will never get back whatever you use or waste of it. It is considered as something apart from the subject, yet intrinsically stuck to it. Something that the person cannot escape from, and what it never has enough of, as he or she constantly is wishing more to be able to accomplish whatever is needed. Time is taken as an unmovable arrow, moving only in one direction, from past to present to future, linear time, and that promotes regret, nostalgia, and sorrow when looking backward, and doubtful expectation, as well as uncertainty and fear when looking ahead. Much mental energy has been wasted, dwelling in the past with regrets of all kinds, or overthinking the future, trying to control probable outcomes as a survival reaction, as the mind thinks that if it can foresee whatever is coming, it could protect the subject somehow. As an attempt to prevent damage, suffering, or an unwanted outcome. Western society is always promoting the concept of being prepared for something that is coming, for the future, at the expense of living the now. Seeing living in the now as a waste of time, constantly pushing the idea that if you are enjoying the now, it will be at the expense of tomorrow. The time you enjoy today, you will regret not having used it to prepare for your future, as a basic principle pushed onto everyone in Western societies. This promotes a work culture, aimed at exploitation even, as the people never get to that promised future, working endlessly until retirement, when they are usually too old and tired to enjoy the time they have left, looking back in regret, wishing they had lived more and worked less. But mostly it is taken as an inescapable fact of life, reluctantly accepted, and in the end, even taken for granted. Time is one of the most misunderstood concepts on Earth because of the highly deterministic and materialistic mentality of its culture. As Aristotle once said, time is the greatest unknown of all unknown things. Earth scientists have tried to describe it in countless ways, including considering the possibility that it may be some kind of particle. For me, that is the most materialistic definition possible, and probably the furthest from the truth. Another grave mistake about time, as it is defined on Earth, is that it is taken as a constant for mathematical models in physics, in which formulas try to explain the universe from an unequivocally wrong base assumption, because from the much more advanced point of view and understanding of stellar cultures and their sciences, time is extremely malleable and therefore very far from being a constant. This simple but grave mistake has dramatic consequences because all the results that come from all the mathematical formulas in physics that try to understand the universe are all erroneous, but taken as a proven fact based on mathematical certainty. And they may be precise and accurate mathematical models, but if they use time as a constant, none of them will reflect the outside world, no matter how exact they may be, and this is why, as I've explained before, mathematics on Earth creates its own self-contained universe that does not reflect the outside world. But what exactly is time from the point of view of the much more advanced stellar cultures and societies? Most stellar societies are in communication with each other, and they have been for a very long time, and they very much agree on the scientific concepts that they share. They are much more advanced than the culture on Earth, not only scientifically, but more importantly, much more advanced spiritually, and they have a strong tendency to blend spirituality with hard science, but interestingly always use spirituality as a guide and as a base for all of their sciences. For them, time is not something concrete or tangible. Time is a perception that is linked directly to the thinking process and is an experience that is linked directly with consciousness. Without a temporal frame of some kind, there cannot be any conscious and sentient self-awareness, but it is not time that is shaping consciousness, it is the result of a rhythm and a frequency that is created by the act of being conscious. If a consciousness is self-aware of its own existence, then it holds a group of concepts that define it as something and not as anything else. This is a basic principle within duality as well, but there cannot be any thinking conscious process without a sequence of thoughts, and that sequence of thoughts, with its rhythm and frequency, is what creates time. Although thinking is done with concepts only, and then translated into a sequence of words as in a language, contrary to what many psychologists on Earth wrongly state, this sequence with its rhythm and its pauses, creates a frequency, and with it time. Time is a unique perception that emanates from the thought process, vibration, and frequency of each sentient being, or soul, and as each one holds a unique and specific point of attention that no other has, the perception of time is unique to each individual soul, incarnated or not, because each sentient soul has its unique rhythm of thoughts. When a group of souls shares the same realm of existence, it is because they hold a similar, but never exactly the same, perception of reality, and this is called perception agreement. An example is time as it is perceived within the existence realm we call 3D Earth and its matrix, where everyone perceives time in a way they think is the same, but it's not, because even there each individual will perceive it differently depending on the frequency and vibration of their thoughts. And the way the matrix on Earth synchronizes the perception of time is by using clocks and watches, which are in turn based on the rhythms of day and night of the planet, with it imposing on the people inside the Earth's matrix, the idea that time is something other than the product of their own minds. When the word time comes up, most people will immediately think of a clock or a watch and their incessant ticking towards the future, and they mistakenly think that the synchronization of time that is achieved by looking at clocks is proof that time is a constant, and that has the same duration for everyone, including inanimate objects. Moreover, they even wrongly take for granted the idea that time is a constant all over the universe. And this is the very purpose of clocks and watches, to be able to synchronize people so they work in unison and to be able to find each other in a productive social environment. Therefore, the concept of time and its management, as they are understood on Earth, are intrinsic characteristics of Earth's 3D matrix, and that no other stellar culture agrees with. As the classic statement goes, extraterrestrials say that humans on Earth are the only creatures in the galaxy that have figured out a way to measure something that does not exist. But expanding on what is time and remembering that it is the result of a thought process that is directly linked to, and that also depends on the presence of a consciousness, time can only be measured when it is in relationship to something that can be used as a reference. On Earth, this reference is easy to find, it is the planet cycles of day and night, but when that context is removed, the duration of time, of seconds, minutes, hours, and days, is altered, but only from the point of view of that former context frame. So the duration of any unit of time will depend on what, or against what it is being measured. For example, the duration of 1 minute as observed with a stopwatch will always be the same for its observing owner no matter where in the universe he or she may be, but that duration will not be the same for another observer from another point of view. As an example, that person with a stopwatch may see the seconds hand take 1 minute to go around on Earth, and then take it to planet Alfrata in Alpha Centauri, and it will also take a minute to go around for him or her observing it, but back on Earth, the value of that minute would have been altered for the observers that remain there, even though they once were synchronized and held the same value. To further exemplify this, the duration of any unit of time depends only on what context it is being measured against as a reference, much as what happens with references to a space, or spatial references. When we are on the surface of a planet, it is easy to determine where is up and where is down, but when we find ourselves in deep space, there is no way to determine where is up and where is down, to the point where those concepts even stop being relevant or even cease to make any sense. The duration of time will depend only on the consciousness and on the frequency of thought of the conscious sentient being experiencing it. As the classic example states, the duration of a minute depends on what side of the bathroom door you are at. Time is the result of a consciousness being aware enough to be able to observe its own thoughts, and question why they are. As each individual soul holds their own personal thought patterns and rhythms, time and its duration are unique to each one. Time is an intrinsic characteristic of who we are. Our mind and our awareness are the results of consciousness. We as souls are time itself. This subject will continue in the second part. Thank you for watching my video. Take care and be smart. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.